Hello and welcome. You've tuned into Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host, and our podcast is all about personal success and networking. We'll discuss small business tips, health and wellness issues, personal safety tips, financial gain, and a variety of other topics from professionals in the field. And once in a while, we'll throw in our area of expertise, firearm safety and active shooter response for businesses, churches, and schools. So sit back, relax, listen and learn. Active Listening with T4 Tactics. Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Where has the time gone? We're going to have Thanksgiving coming up, then we got Christmas on top of that, and then boom, 2024, it's the new year. Hope you guys have had a good 2023. This is going to be a short podcast. It's going to be a positive one. So let me set up what I'm going to talk about first. When I do advanced AR-15 classes, combat classes, and I do pistol combat classes, tactical classes. Most of them are out of state. They're out of this area. And most of them, 99.9% of the students, are already well-trained. You have to be in order to take this class because we throw a lot of stress factors at you. So they're alpha males and they're alpha females, which means that they're take charge people. They're confident. They got that command presence. They're in control. I always, with that being said, and me recognizing what kind of students I'm getting, I always spend about an hour at the range setting up the class and talking about what we're going to do and how we need to act. And I always say, we need to be gentlemen. We need to hold the door for people. We need to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Be polite. As nice as you can be. We need to de-escalate. We need to have interpersonal skills. Somebody cuts us off in traffic, let it go. What's the big deal? It's not going to do anything anyway to ride their bumper or to shoot them a bird. It doesn't. So we know that we have the tools on us to protect ourselves, possibly and sometimes protect others. We have the training and the skill, the confidence, again, that command presence. Why bother with somebody? It's not worth it. So we teach that, and I talk about just be nice. Do nice things for people because you know, guys and girls that take these classes that I'm talking to, you know that you have the power of a lion to tear into them, and you will win. You have that self-confidence, and you have that survival mindset. I like to say that violence is not always the best option, but it is an option. But it is the last thing that we want to go to. We want to be able to stomp our foot at people and say, no, you move. Stick up for yourself. But let's be nice and let's be positive. When I taught in the police academy, I was a cop, and I taught in the police academy on my off days in the Daytona Beach area. And we would tell the new recruits, if you're going to arrest somebody, you ask them to put their hands behind their back so you can put the handcuffs on them. If they don't do it, you tell them to put the hands behind their back so you can handcuff them. And if they don't do it, you make them put their hands behind their back so you can handcuff them. So see how we're starting off nice, and then if we have to act differently, then we do. So what I'm going to get to now is Jeremiah Kochner, a friend of mine. He's got Bald Guy in Associates, 504 Winhurst. He doesn't know I'm doing this podcast, but he will when I send him this. I get a mailer from him quite often, and I opened the one. I went out to the mail today at T4 Tactics, and I opened this one. I thought, you know what? This is really, really nice. And it's a two-sided flyer about how we can be kind, how we can be nice. And that's what we need to do. We need more kindness. We need more niceness. Remember, you again, like I said earlier, you can be kind, and you can also have that vengeance of a hungry lion hiding inside you that can come out any time, but you don't need to. Let's be kind. So on one side, it says what you can do in the community at large for people. Donate blood. Volunteer to be a translator for a community organization. Bring extra produce from your garden and baked goods to a senior center. Donate a new owner kit to an animal shelter. I like that one. Attend a memorial service for a veteran. That's another cool one. How about in the workplace? Check in with a new colleague every few days over their first month to see how they're doing. If you hear a compliment about a coworker, share it with them. Send your coworker a congratulatory note after they've finished a big report or presentation. Bring in some healthy snacks for everyone to share. So just looking at that one about what we do in the workplace, when I teach active shooter response training, I look at some locations and they're hostile work environments. I look at other locations and they're great work environments. we have to remember a hostile work environment can breed not only workplace violence, but much worse, an active shooter. So we want to be kind. Let people see your kindness and give them encouragement. Some people are petrified to start a new job. So check in with a new colleague. That was the first one. Check in with a new colleague. Hey, how you doing? Do you like it here? Do you need me to show you around? Everything going okay? How about with family and friends and neighbors? Surprise a friend or family member with a small treat on their half birthday. That's cool. Call your local school district and offer to pay for a child's school lunch debt. When visiting new parents, bring their favorite meal and offer to take care of the baby while they relax and eat. Help others out after a storm with snow removal and yard cleanup. Write a letter of encouragement to someone having a difficult time. Donate flowers after an event to a nursing home. I like the one about writing a letter of encouragement. Even if it's not a difficult time, it's cool to get something in the mail, the postal mail, the snail mail, without it being a bill. I enjoy it. So let people know, don't just text them. That's easy. Don't send them a Facebook message or an email. Physically handwrite something out. Let them see that you took the time to get an envelope, throw a stamp on it, you walked out to the mailbox. It means a lot more. And that's just being kind. How about when out and about? Leave a really big tip for a server in a restaurant, especially if you can see they're having a bad day. I just went to Westside Deli on Timberlake here in Lynchburg for lunch, and they're a little bit short of staff. They've got a help wanted sign in the window, and there were three servers working. They probably could have about five, but let me tell you, these girls were literally hustling. Every girl, every server in there was working extremely hard. And you know what? They're making it work. I'm not seeing tables that are sitting without food. As soon as somebody sits down, the girls are on them to get their drink and then to take their order. So it was a machine that was well-oiled, but those girls are going to be tired at the end of the day. They're working hard because that's the work ethic. So what's wrong with leaving just a little bit bigger tip? I didn't today, but I think it would be nice if you did. No, I'm kidding. I did. I left a little bit bigger tip than normal because I feel for them. They're working hard, but they're doing the right thing. They're keeping things running. How about pick up and throw away trash if you see it left on a counter, the table, or floor? Offer to let someone cut in front of you in the line at the store. This is another courtesy. If you've got a whole grocery shopping cart full of items and somebody's behind you with maybe two or three items, go tell them to go in front of you. It's appreciated. Share encouraging words with a parent who's struggling with their child's behavior. That's a tough one. Reach out to them. Before you check out at a store, make sure your item has a price tag on it. You're going to slow down the line. You're going to stop the system. They're going to have to do a price check. Little things like this. And the last one, offer grace, kindness, and patience to retail workers and let them know they're doing a good job. Everybody, I think just about every location in our area is short-staffed. And I constantly hear it. Well, you call for customer service. Well, we're short-staffed, this and that. It's just the way our country is now. I don't know why. Nobody wants to work. But we want to recognize people that are having to work extra hours, work on their days off. So this was the joy of spreading random acts of kindness. And like I said, Jeremiah Kochner from Bald Guy and Associates sent it out. He probably sent it to a couple thousand people, if not more, in this area. And I appreciate that because we have to take time, just stop and take time to say, you know what? This would make somebody's day if I just did this. It doesn't cost you anything, but just to be nice. Remember, we always want to be nice until there's a time not to be nice. So we don't want to be soft, but we do want to present that, you know what, I'm a gentleman or I'm a lady. I'm nice to people, but I can also use that command presence and I can also stomp your you know what in the ground if I have to. That probably sounds bad. So if you want to reach out to Jeremiah, again, he doesn't know I was going to do this. He'll be surprised when I send him the link. Reach out to Jeremiah for your real estate needs. Bald Guy & Associates, 504B Windhurst Drive, Lynchburg, 434-401-0844. And again, Jeremiah didn't know I'm doing this. So if I said something in there that's a little mean or if it makes you feel uncomfortable, don't blame Jeremiah for it. It's me, T4 Tactics. What we want to do here at T4 Tactics is keep people safe, situational awareness, de-escalation techniques, interpersonal skills. We want to reduce injuries and save lives. We can help you out. Please subscribe. I got more podcasts coming up. I got a really interesting person doing a podcast next week. So you can subscribe and listen to that. Take care, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon.